Give me your last name, sir.
George Jim.
Okay.
Senior. You can put my name to and sink it in the cook. All right. I just want to tell the history, the time before the United States to come Sitka. This is a Russian. I'm going to talk about the Russians. The one staying, the coming on a Sitka Russian in the springtime. They're going, everybody going from this village and going Huna, Keg, Oak Village, Chagwan. They're going over there to for the skins, mainland skin. That's wolverine, black bear, lynx, landowner, mink, marten, and the island like this island here. They got only landowner, mink, and marten. But the ship coming out from Sitka, the teacher, I think it, middle-aged man, the Russian, and can talk Russian, and he doesn't think it. And he's the one talk to the, when they're going around to get the skin, he's the one talk to, I think it. And the last time they come in, and they said, my father, his brother in Swanson Harbor, that's a Kuhu tribe. And they said, his name, Jake on the head, his name on the head, but the captain gave this name, Jake. That's his name, Singed name on the head. And they give him a name, Jake on the head. And I give him a paper, two pieces, just roll it up. That's about 12 inch long, about 10 inch wide. They roll it up. I see it, my father, he had it. And I put the, some kind of, meld it and put the stamp on it. That's the Russian papers. And he talked to he's a leader of the tribe, Jagan Deshred. And they said, we the last one to come in. The people gonna come all from all over, from down below. And just the way you people live, that's the way you folks gonna live. If you mix with that people, you folks gonna have all kinds of sick. You don't know that people how to live. That's good, you people how to live, you folks know it yourself. And they got a spirit man. That time, that's lots of the village, spirit man. And they know what's going on after, before a month. His spirit told him, the people, bunch of people, his tribe, they called the coming in and Raven tribe. Then he tell what's going on for next month, 2-3 months more. He told the people. And he said, That's where you land this paper. This is your land. The people come from down below, then nobody gonna bother you, folks. You shoot to this paper. And my father went up to the creek to want to dry some fish, and the smokehouse burned up. And that's why it burned up. But I see that paper, I'm pretty small, that's why I don't take it away from them. It's kind of old now, after my mother died, and burned up that house. That's why I don't shoot that paper. They said nobody gonna bother you. The people gonna come in from down below, and where you land, you put a post around. Anything high price, then they're gonna make all kinds of law. Then you're gonna lose your property. They're gonna take away from you. You're not gonna have anything that's rich. They're gonna take away from you. You're not gonna have. And after that, well, I'm thinking about it. Yeah. When I'm a big boy, we can if the people gonna find the gold, he can run it in the big, what expenses. Our people wouldn't make a business with it. The people come from down below, build all Alaska in the canvas. They clean up all the fish, then no more take the money down below. That's why Alaska got no money. Some down below in D.C. to help them. Yeah. Cause everything, what is rich in Alaska, they took them down below. Gold, fish. Now this time, the logs, they take them down. That's a locust across the people that's from down below. If they're rich, they're gonna go stand down below. All the canary people like that are coming out millionaires and go back to down below and spend the money up there. What do we get? We're still poor, our people. United States help us. That's why we live in now. And I asked the lots of government workers that you can tell me any thinking people who's a rich man in the United States, in Alaska, who's a millionaire. They never say. And of course, we don't get nothing. They come up here, the people from down below, the workers, Alaska, they make money and go back to down below. They take all the money. But what do we get? We just a little piece of land we had. Now we can't stay in the camp, in the place. We have to stay in here. We can't go no place. Now, everything's real hard for us. Now, this one here, I was thinking about. It was about 2-3 months ago, the man come in here to ask the people here, you folks want to sell your stock? Why? My stock already will to my family. I got 4 girls and 2 boys, and my wife. If we sell that, if our people sell the stock, well, what are we going to do? They take us to keep us in some place? I don't think you can. We're not even to talk for what do we own.
I take it, Mr. Jim, that you think people should not sell their shares. Is that
no,
right?
No. We want to live just that way. We want to sell our stock. See, the kid, the fellow went up to the school, and the city office told him to the school, don't any kids to talk to that one. That's the kids. Tell them there's no question for the kids. The one that talked to the kids to sell his stock. Yeah. And the school teacher, we told, somebody told him from the city office.
Well, they won't be able to sell their stock until 1991. But if enough of them sell their stock then, they could lose control of the corporations and lose their land with it. So I don't know why anybody would be coming around now asking people to sell their stock.
Look like to me, if we sell the stock, we just like we sell our property. If we sign the stock, what are we going to have?
Well, you're definitely opposed to selling the stock, because if you sell the stock, you won't have any land. That's the point, I take it.
Say that again. I don't catch up.
I don't need to say it again. I was just repeating the point. You say you're opposed to selling the stock. You think people should not sell their stock?
No. They should not sell the stock.
Yeah, I understand. Anything else you'd like to say about these questions, sir?
Well, it's really funny to me how I'm thinking about this. The people that come after us, we just like nothing we own. Who's been here before us? That's nobody but us, our people. When the flood coming up and the people drifted up into interior, after that the people coming down from the river, Tauco River, Stikeen River, Kaba River, the people at the Baskin. I spent the 1 week in Fairbanks, and they tell me to tell history. And the one woman, old lady, I listened to him at the Baskin moment, and he talked about the history for way back. He said, half of at the Baskin went down to Yakutat. That's the people. Half of our people. They're coming down to the Kaba River. The people, when they're coming down, that's the people find the copper up there. And to make with the rock to pound it out to make a dish or anything. Okay. But white men come around and Coho tribe, Yakutat people that don't have any money other than that. They split two ways, one coming down to the Kadoba and one to Yakutat. The spreading over. There's lots of people to coming down. And my tribe coming down from Tauco River. That's my father's side. This what I talking about in the Kaba River. that's a long history. And when the people been when the water coming down. Many years stay in the interior and way up in Tauco. And the split these people, one staying way up in the Rangin River, and the split these people, and one going to the Tauco River, And that's the one that laid the arm coming down to the salt water and the move to Huna, Geshe Bay, and the move some to Rangan and Tlawak. And that's the people speak in the Rangan, but the people work in the tribe, they know the histories about it. Though the people went to coming down, I talking about the one where my tribe coming down. And after that, we've been staying here many years. We don't come from new place. We've been here many years. And we knew the old people knew the histories of Alaska. Now, the one that's something they want to take him up to work on us, and I don't understand what they want us to do now.
Well, what do you think people should do?
Well, we've been staying here, and we don't bother nobody. And the kids in here for next generation, what the next generation gonna have when they grow up, when we all died off? What they gonna get? Now the cross, all the good trees, no more, all cut them off, and in here, Legend of Monument, on the Legend of Monument Committee too, me. I think it's better to tell the people what they think about us now. They make all kinds of law, we never do that. They make all kinds of law for us. I'm 82 years, May 15. It's, every year all changing around for when I was a kid from up today. Every year changing around and they make all kinds of law. Every year, I just listen to the meetings and I don't read the paper. I got my own education from my grandpas in the histories from way back up today, how everything changed. I don't think that's just only me to think about that way, to that stock to sell it. I don't think it's anybody wants to sell his stock. That's all I'm going to say.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jim. I'm glad we reconvened this afternoon, if only to hear your statement. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Mr. Jim.
Yeah, if war coming out, you've got no chance to get away.
The question you come to ask the people is, what is the solution for 1991? And how will it affect our people if we sell the stock? And then our kids who aren't on the enrollment, is this what you're asking the people? What do we think about these issues?
Yep.
Well, It's really hard, like I say, it's hard for our elderly people. They know in their own way, in their Tlingit way, what our problems are. But it's really hard for them to express it in the English language. And talking about, I'm trying to help George here. When we were territory of Alaska, the United States government came into each village and gave the chiefs United States flags. In fact, one was given to my husband's father, a great big flag, and that was at Chiyik Bay, a bay down that way. And he was told to have a flagpole, so each village in Alaska had flagpoles. Each tribal group on Admiralty Island, we have seven different tribal groups. And that's Wichkitan, that's what George Jim is. And there's the Tuktawaiti, the killer whale tribe. My husband, Jimmy George, heads that family. And then there's the brown bear tribe, that's Eddie Jack or Charlie Joseph Sr. heads that family. And then there's the eagles, originated from Sitka, but through marriage they're living here in Angoon. They don't have no claim to land, and they don't have no tribal house in Angoon. These people are in Angoon through marriage. They were brought here by the Raven Men. So that makes it four tribes on one side. On the Raven side, we have the Deshitan, which is Raven. Then we have the Beaver clan. And then we have Kakwede. This, they use the emblem of the beaver, and they're from Basket Bay area. And the Dog Salmon tribe lives here. So we have eight tribal groups on the island of Admiralty. And each one of them have a territory, an area that they claim for subsistence, an area where they used to plant and grow potatoes, vegetables, and we used to be famous for selling tobacco. Getting back to the United States flag, each village had a flagpole and a flag that was given to them. And we feel, after the flags was given to our chiefs, we feel 100% citizen of the United States since we were born under the flag of our country. And we are only asking for equal justice under this flag for our people. We want to solve this problem. If we could only go back to Congress and do away with the deadline for the enrollment of our children. George Jim told you he willed his stock, which is attached to land, to his grandchildren. The same thing happened to most of the families. Now, I myself, I know better than to sell the stock. I'm not gonna sell it. But what about the children who are growing up in towns in a different environment than Angoon? Right now, today, we have a problem with the mixed native people from different areas are now staying in Sitka because they have jobs in that city. The land claim enrollment We were told you had to enroll to the nearest village or city. So people who were living in Sitka enrolled in Sciataca Corporation. That's people from all over Alaska. They're Athabascan, they're Eskimo, Aleut, Tlingit, Haida, Tsimshian. Now in 1991, and if they don't have no job, if they retire, they might have to head back home to their own home area in Alaska. So what happens then to their stocks? This is what Angoon is afraid of. That's why we're trying to protect the land on the island of Admiralty with the help of the Sahara Club and the city. Angoon Hutsnoe Corporation is made up of just the Angoon Tlingit people. It's native. It's 100% Angoon Indians. We don't have no mixed race here. The experience we're having with the urban Indian population and for an economic base, and they have jobs in the towns, so they're there in Sitka or in Juneau. In fact, half of my family is living as of today in Sitka. And my grandchildren are being born and growing up in the urban city. And that's who I willed my stock certificate to, because there was a deadline to the enrollment. Because there was a deadline and my grandchildren weren't enrolled, so I had to will my stock to my grandchildren. But I am afraid, because their ideas won't be like mine. They're growing up in a different environment, so different from Angoon. Jim mentioned there's been people coming through telling us about 1991. Our corporation head has never explained this to us, the officers in Hutsnoe. They said they have a solution, and they have this trust that the Angoon people will not sell their certificates. But they don't see the problem that the elderly are seeing, and George Jim is really concerned about selling the certificate. He says, it seems like people coming in here are telling us to sell. That's the way it sounds to him when we've been questioned about 1991. I learned about 1991 when I was sent up to Anchorage to attend the AFN convention. There I saw some attorneys discussing the issue and how the other native corporations are planning and having a nonprofit organization. That will handle lands only, they said. They want to have a nonprofit organization that will take care of land only, separate from the stock. This is what they were discussing at the AFN convention. I came back to Angoon. I told a lot of the elderly people and anybody that would listen to me, but it never came up at any time. We are growing and we are changing as people. We still hold on to our Indian laws and our traditions, but we are changing. For instance, I'll use myself as an example. My family has gone to college. They have their degrees from college, but it's very difficult for them to find jobs in Angoon. I have two of my children who can do accountant. I have a fisheries biologist in the family. I have a young man that's studying law at the University of Honolulu. I have a daughter who is studying archaeology. And I have an office secretary. And I have a nurse. I could say I have an educated family, but we sacrifice quite a bit to have these children return back to school and get their degree. But there's no room for them. There's no jobs for them in the village of Angoon. My son is working for the State Department of Fish and Game on subsistence. My oldest son. He has to travel an awful lot. He just comes home maybe 2-3 days out of a week, and then he has to go to Anchorage or Juneau, Sitka for meetings. But his office is the state office. So my family and it's a problem that I'm facing, and a lot of other families are the same. We have our young people going away to colleges. Once they get their degree, they find a job in the urban areas of Alaska or down south. So we're left with just the elderly people who is having a hard time to express themselves in the English language, but they can say it in the Tlingit. George Jim Sr. is the man I mentioned last night, the family that comes from the Cube Cove area. This family had a historical village there. Under the Claims Act, the historical village sites was to be protected. The cemetery site was to be protected. And that's not happening too. It seems like we've been pushed and pushed aside. I myself is in favor of progress. But it can be handled and use what is good in our Tlingit tradition, in our Tlingit laws, compromise what is good in our Western society. We can make these two work together for the betterment of our people. That is, if we go back to Congress, maybe and solve the problem there about our land issue. I know that each shareholder holding a stock certificate is entitled to land, a land that they can build on. Other villages are getting land conveyance to them. Individual shareholders, but that's not happening in Angoon. I really don't know what my corporation is doing. I'm not in the corporation, so I don't know. I know so little about it, and yet I am the very woman who fought so hard for land and to be compensated for what was taken out of Alaska. This is what the elderly people said. Get compensation for what has been taken out of Alaska. George Jim mentioned that. The fisheries, the gold, all the minerals and resources that we see been taken. This is why the Tlingit people had a land suit. It also saddens me when I talk about this, because all the people who have been talking to me and I've been representing them are gone. Very few of the elderly are left. And we have to watch what's happening to our people. And another thing that happened to Admiralty Island is when President Carter signed the Antiquities Act and proclaimed the island a national monument. There again, Angoon people were happy. We thought through the monument, the island would be protected. It said right on the bill that only the people who live on the island can hunt and fish on the monument. We want to keep one place in Alaska for subsistence only, where people can come and get their fish and hunt. Put up their winter supply of food. Alaska is a big territory. There's enough area that they can get logging and timbers cut from. Hootsnoo Corporation had to move off the island to protect the land on Admiralty Island. They had to go and exchange land with the Forest Service. This happened because the elderly said, let's keep the island as it is. Let it be the last frontier. But we are still having problems with our urban brothers and sisters called Shattuck Corporation. I would like to see a tribal government formed here for lands only in Angoon. And we need help with this. I know we have to use the tool of United States, mean the laws, their laws. We have to play the game as they have it. And I wish we could go and have our children that's been born to be enrolled in the regional corporation. It wasn't fair when they had the cutout date. I've seen the Indians down south, soon as a child is born, they're enrolled to the tribal rolls. Here in Alaska, we had a cutoff date. That endangered our stocks. Because there's a cutoff date, we had to will our stock certificates to our grandchildren, and we don't know what's in their minds when they grow up. So there's a danger of them selling and us losing control of our corporation. I hope this sort of covers what George and what the elderly has always told me. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. George. Thank you very much. And thank you for elaborating on what Mr. Jim said.
Oh, HP. That's the side I can play.
Well, whenever you're ready, sir.
Yeah, I'm ready. You're all from Alaska, huh?
Stop it.
And the land clam. I, my wife, work for this problem. To get it, the land claim. In the first place, I was in there in a meeting in Sitgate. When we talked about it, he wanted to take it over from Kagustelse to Zag. That's him. I tell you a few things. That man, Augustus, he was working on the land claim in through the A and B. We just had, they had a convention all the time, every year. Now, Kaguste, I'm calling in the Indian name. Kaguste is, he claimed it, the whole Alaska. That's what I had right here in my ear. For his family, everybody, except just the family, going to get the claim. We didn't care much about it, and finally they went over there, and I was over there, my wife was over there, when we talked about it. They selected a lawyer over there. I worked 12 years for that land claim. My wife, he's been in a committee for 12 years, I guess it is. Finally, we got it. We got it, the claim. The Indian claim. We had three lights in Juneau. They were talking about the claim. They offer us 7.5.
7.5 million.
Yeah. In the first place was 18 million. They start cutting off. Well, before everything's gone, and then we put the claim on that 7.5. And sit in Juneau. The meeting was going on in A&B Hall. Alfred Perkins, I guess it's his. He come to me.
Whitmark.
Uh-huh.
Whitmark.
He is in the concert. I was just over there and listened to it, and I told about it, how it's going to be, the things that's going to be all right. Now, 3 nights we've been talking about it, the man can without eat just a soup or dish. Alfred came to me. I was underneath the speaker. I was sitting underneath there. And I told Alfred, I know, I hear what you're talking about. I hear what you're after. You get no help from the people that you are represent supposed to. You said it, there's no help from any place. You use your own $1 from your pocket. I do myself, and I use it in my own pocket just because my wife is in a committee, concern. And I think they'll be all right before they take it away from us, this tent. You see that they cut enough. The balance is coming lower all the time. If we can distribute this $7.5 million after Boston, follow up, they won't receive it. Any of that can. Now there's oil over there. The first they ask Lydia, what are you thinking about? What do you think about this offer? $7.5 million. I'm going to set it to accept it before we lose everything. That's all she said. And he said, done. And the next one get up, and the next one, the next one. 5 camp was out. Was against us.
5 of the camps were...
Yeah, the 5 towns, 5 villages.
5 villages. And yeah. What did they say? They were against Angoon.
We want 100%. And they wanted $25 million for the government. I talked to Alfred. They're awful, and they tell you every time if they help the government, this is government pay. And this is government pay. Now they cut it off.
I see. You pointed to your spectacles and to your teeth.
Yeah.
Said those are paid for by the government. Now they cut it off.
Nah. Now, everybody agreed with it. Okay. I pass it. Stephen Hodge from Haines. He put it up, John Barbage put it up in praise of him, the vice president. So they all accepted the 9 claim. Well, we finished all this on here, and we work and work and work Well, I am. I'm not educated, but I have to talk for this too.
Now,
I'm pretty old now.
How old are you now, sir?
Huh?
How old are you now, sir?
How old I am? You won't believe it. 95 now.
Well, that's
can't hold me up my knees. Mm-hmm. It's a funny kind of a sickness I got here. I take it off. That's not right. I'm talking about the cane.
Yeah, you said you were the spokesman for Angoon.
Yeah. Now, after we finish it, it passed. The next day, the boy took care of the and behold, he got stabbed that morning. We heard it. We feel sorry for him. When we come, we make a report. When we come home over here, we accept it. Now, half of this population was against us. They said we can get 5%, 25%. And the 85% to the government. What did you get from out from that? When did you get care? When did you satisfy from the government treatment? He taking away your money all the time. Now this 7.5 million, they wanted over there in. There was a representative over there from the government. He wants that money to take it away from us. What do we have now? Putting it the same thing over here now. My wife, 12 years she worked for it. She get nothing out of it this one time. I don't. I never get nothing out of it.
The urban Indians got maybe $1,500 at a time settlement.
$1,500?
Yeah. I still have the checks. We got $2.
The Angoon Indians got
$2. We were told because we're going to get land, we're going to get no money. The people who already lost their land, who's living in towns like Juneau and Sitka, the urban Indians, are going to get a settlement in money. But then later on, like they went back to Congress, they got land and money where we got left out.
I got the small book, I had, read it. The date. All right, everything finished. When you come back here, educated people get up there. They hang together to vote for themselves. Here we are, we've been working, we're outside. We never get nothing. I get from the government pay by the month. That's why we live on.
That's Social Security?
Yeah. That's why we live on.
Civil service retirement.
I'm sorry for the government, Egan. He's the boy, he's the man that talk for us to take it away, the bond. And from Anchorage, he spoke, I see his face, he's right here. He spoke about it. He said that that's a lot of money in piled up this bonus money for everybody, not for Indians, not for white. Everybody, it's poor, God have it. That's what he said right there. And I said his words in the empire too. That's why we got it back. I think it is. If it's true, it's okay. Now, that's the way the claim is to come to us. That's only the money I use from the pay, Social Security, and I got some from Mount Edgecombe too. I work 12 years over there. And when I come back, everything was different when I come back again. And that's only the thing that I understand. We are kicked out from the claim money. They're getting paid themselves $800 a month. Here we sit in, the people that work for it getting nothing.
Who's getting $800 a month?
Corporation workers he's talking about.
Oh, I see.
Corporation. The Alaska organization, they have an office full of people. No. It made jobs for some people, not for all our people.
And
that makes the people who work so hard in it very unhappy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I get that, Mr. George's point. Well, anything else you'd like to say, sir?
Yeah, I think I got some. I have to think that. Keep cough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep cough.
Huh?
Keep cough. Nach Kohin.
Oh. That claim, the island is the people from Sitka. It's fighting us for this island. My grandpa's, it's raised right here, right from the beginning of this world. Before the flood, we were over here. And then we got the canoe. We filled it up, they filled it up the skin for water. That's what we saved on. Few people of us, not only us, but different tribes. We landed in interior. And then when we come out, we got tired of it to eat some meat. Let's go back to our country. That's what my father and my mother told me about it. Nobody outside can understand all this thing.
Well, they came down to Stikine then, back to this country, did they?
Yeah. Stikine River will be coming down. Oh, I don't know how many canoes. When we get out there on the mouth of the Stikine River, they're all tied up together. It was tying. And the headman stands up. Tom Chian, Oedekin, hi there, everybody. But he said, Tom Chian, where are you going? Okay, a man got up there. We're going back to our island. See, they never go out there yet, but they know they belong to that island. I hate who works, but the government help them out. They give it to them, that land, that island.
And that island?
Yeah.
For New Metlakatla?
Island.
For New Metlakatla?
Yeah. That's the way I understand, that's the way I told him about it. Now, people, some go with to Yakutat, Huna, Chilkat, Rangan, over here, closer. But the other part, that's the enemy for us. There's a lot of people here that are killed when they're coming over here to fight the people over here. That's my uncles, all my uncles. They fought for us. I'm the killer wheel. That's my emblem right here. And that's my grandpa.
We don't want to tire you out, sir. You're a pretty dynamic guy for somebody 95, but I don't want to press this too far.
You okay?
Okay, yeah. Sit it out.
Yeah. Now, they come over here, but they fought against this people. But they got killed, too. My grandpas, my fathers. I honored the son of this Deshitan, Raven. So they told us to stay over here. A lot of people in our tribe like that and Kagontan and Wolf, all these people, they told them to stay here. That's why we're staying here. But we fought for the claim to get it. We knew we were going to get it. They don't want these people 25. 100%, they're asking for 25%. How much can you take out of this?